Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. Holton wins their third straight, defeating Perry Lecompton by a 49-18 score on homecoming last week. And Coach, again, a little bit of a slow start, I guess, in this game. You were down 12-7 early in the second quarter, but it seemed like as the game went on, similar to the last couple games, the second half, your strong point, and certainly left a pretty good impression, I guess, by the end of the night Friday. What were your biggest takeaways?
Well, we knew they had a good quarterback, and we had a hard time corralling him, and he scrambled and made some plays for him. And, you know, I guess we just had to stay patient on defense and try to improve and get better. And as the game went, that happened. And I thought offensively we played really well the whole game.
Yeah, your offense scored, I think, touchdowns seven times, drives in a row after the fumble on the opening drive. So the slow starts, though, I guess, is that something that is something talked about with the team and something you hope to get off to a little bit better start here in the games going forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was homecoming, and a lot of things go on. And give Perry credit, they made a lot of plays on offense. They did a lot of nice things, and you know, we don't fumble that ball. I think we score every drive, so you got to feel good about that. I thought our special teams played really well, and we made them earn it. You know, offensively, they had to work the ball down the field, and we made them do that. If you can do that, there's going to be some good things that happen for you.
Yeah, you mentioned special teams was a strong point. You again, had a lot of big plays, I thought, that helped the team. You had three guys go over 100 yards rushing. So was this a good game for the defensive backfield, especially you mentioned their quarterback, a tall guy that can run it a little bit as well. But did you see some growth with your defensive backs getting a lot of different looks and having to spend a lot of time in coverage last week?
Yeah, I think we kind of came to completion for our spread package coverage. If we see another spread team, and I'm not sure we're going to see that kind of team from now on other than Rossville, but as far as the playoffs go, but that completes it for us. And probably our biggest disappointment was just understanding our rush patterns and lanes and really trying to corral the quarterback just a little more. And then, you know, we missed some sacks as well. He's just a slippery guy.
485 yards rushing for Holton, now averaging nearly 10 yards per carry as a team this season. Wildcats will try to keep it rolling. Another district game against a league and county rival in Royal Valley. We'll preview that matchup with Coach Barta right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football. The Wildcats had just a short trip south this week to Hoyt to take on the Royal Valley Panthers, who do have a win underneath their belts this season, have struggled a bit lately, but a team that's very similar, Coach, I guess, in what they do as far as offensive styles. So I know your focus is probably not overlooking the Panthers or having a letdown here as you kind of prepare to face yourselves a little bit this week, right?
Yeah, we kind of have an idea of what they do because they do about the same thing. And, you know, we take this as an opportunity to prepare for teams that are similar to them down the road, too. So it comes at a good time for us, and it's a good preparation for us defensively especially.
It sounds like if you guys banged up, you expect that to happen over the course of the season, but you don't expect to maybe have two or three guys at similar positions all injured or out at the same time. So what opportunities does that present, and what are you looking for in terms of younger guys getting a chance and having to step up this week?
Yeah, we're pretty banged up, you know, at least in the next week and maybe next couple weeks at the running back position and in our backfield, so we've kind of looked at different combinations on moving some people around in the backfield to different positions. So I guess by the time the game rolls around, we'll have that figured out and see what we can do. And other than that, we're mostly healthy on the offensive line, so they're going to have to carry us a little bit this week.
Seemed like defensively we talked early on in the season about tackling a little bit better. What, I guess, are some other things defensively that you're kind of looking at and hoping continue to get better on that side of the ball over the next week or two?
Well, we were not good in the pass rush last week as far as, you know, keeping in our rush lanes and making sacks when we had those opportunities. You know, the thing you have to do this week is you have to get off blocks. This offense forces you to get off blocks, and we need our front seven to make, and especially our down five guys, to make plays for zero gains, and we're working on that this week.
You always talk during the season about, you know, the process of the year and how much better your team gets and how much, you know, time and effort you put into every single day of the football season. So my question is, how practice has been this season with the large senior class and pretty good leadership? Have you been happy with the quality and the progression overall that this team has made each day?
Well, we've had to learn to practice a little better, and I think we've made progress in that. And we set out every week with a set of goals of things that we need to improve, and that could be anything from tackling to blocking to coverage or whatever it is by position. And we've used the best of our ability. We try to use that time, and I like the way we condition. I like the way we work hard. We've had to learn to focus and provide a little more leadership, and I think we're making progress.
Holton will try to keep it rolling with a fourth straight win heading to Royal Valley Friday night. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Wildcat head man Brooks Barta, the Holton Locker Room Chats each week, presented on KNZA by Boomer Steakhouse, by the Holton Family Practice Community Healthcare System, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.